All right, so we're here with Ernie Martinez. Look at that right there. How's that look?
About it?
How's that look?
I love it. I love it.
When the entire draw was going on, there was, what do we draw, 17 horses, and there was one loud scream, only one. So you were very happy that your horse, Lazarus, drew the two-hole. So we happy about that, or?
You know, this morning, as I was getting ready to attend this event, I said to myself, you know, the one person that's always believed and guided me in life is my father. And he's not with us anymore, but, you know, I said, Dad, we need a little help today.
Give us a post,
and,
right?
Yeah, and we used to play a lot of cards, and he used to always say, the deuces never loses. And
go.
I'm saying to myself, you know, that's the one we're going to get.
That's
we
the
want the deuce.
We want the deuce.
So I wore the tie that I used the day we buried him.
Okay.
And my father gave me this coat.
So it's all it, that's what it's all about.
And we came here. They didn't have a chance.
No,
they didn't have a chance. The deuce was taken.
Did you want eliminations to get the post position, or you're okay with him having an extra week off?
I really thought there'd be more horses put in, but
they were scared of you.
Well,
they were scared of you guys.
You're too kind.
And McWicket are scaring off the competition, right?
Well, you're too kind. But on behalf of the TaylorMade Stallions group, Duncan Taylor, Ben Taylor, Frank, and Mark, you know, they believed when I brought them the horse in the spring, and it took a big number to buy him, and here we are today. So, what about the name Lazarus?
I mean,
is there a greater name?
It's on a short list of some of the top horse names. Is there going to be, what's the entourage look like coming on Saturday? Is it going to be a huge, are you going to take over the downs at Mohegan Sun Pocono, or what's the game plan?
Well, you know, we try to live a humble life, and the TaylorMade people are great, great people.
Okay.
And we're not counting any chickens before they hatch. But believe me, we're ready to throw a party.
Okay, so drinks no matter what are on you.
No matter what.
Are you guys
champagne?
Are you guys gonna be in the tent? Where are you watching? Are you
I
in
don't
the paddock?
Know.
What are you doing?
I don't know where they've seated us, but we've got a big group.
Okay.
Yes.
Got a how many group? 20, 30,
I think there's
40?
16 last time I counted.
Okay, 16. Are just people more coming? Is it growing?
Yeah, it grew while we were sitting at the table, and with the deuce, it even helps.
That's it. So, is the work already done on your part? You leaving it up to Jimmy and Yannick and the whole crew that's going to be driving them?
Well, you know, Jimmy is just a complete master. He never leaves any stone unturned, and Yannick, one of the sport's greatest drivers, it's in their hands, and, you know, let's hope that the good Lord blesses with a dry track.
Well, and listen, he's from down under. He could still race in the mud a little bit too, right? He's not afraid to get dirty.
Somebody said his mudder was a mudder.
His mudder was a mudder. His father was a mudder, right? Yeah. So overall, going to be enjoying the whole week, right? The whole weekend.
Well, I think John Campbell said it right. You know, these are truly champions, and to bring them all together, mm-hmm. to crown one as the champion of his division. You know, it's the World Series, the Super Bowl. This is the greatest day in harness racing. It really is.
I'll give you one more race. One race, another Breeders' Crown race that you're looking forward to.
Well, the three-year-old
Other than
trot.
This one. Three-year-old,
the three-year-old trot. We have Tactical Landing there.
Okay, well, yeah, that horse turned out to be all right, too. So,
he's a
yeah.
great horse. Great
okay,
horse.
Okay, give me a race that you're not in that you're looking forward to.
Do
some promotion here. Come on.
Probably the two-year-old Pace. You
okay,
know, that is really wide open, and we've got some young stallions represented in there. And
okay.
I think it's very healthy and good for the sport,
mm-hmm.
that these young horses get a chance to shine on Breeders' Crown Day.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah,
so,
it'll be a
the,
great night.
The whole entourage will be there on Saturday, and good luck to you, Ernie.
Thank you so
right,
much.
Thank you.
The excitement is back. Breeders' Crown. America's $6 million championships return to the Downs at Mohegan Sun, Pocono, where racing's greatest champions are crowned on one unforgettable night, and a brand new chapter in racing history is written. Breeders' Crown, Saturday, October 27th. The journey. The pursuit of greatness all comes down to this.